This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Congress is considering two bills to bolster Native American law enforcement and help tribes investigate missing and murdered Indigenous women cases. From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk, Laurel Morales reports.
Ashley Loring Heavy Runner was last seen running away from a vehicle on a Blackfeet Reservation highway in June 2017. Her sister Kimberly says the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Tribal Police have given up searching for her, but she hasn't. Senators at a committee hearing asked Kimberly why the FBI hadn't investigated the case right away.
We were told by the BIA agent that was ahead of Ashley's case. He said that if Ashley's case was switched over to the FBI, Ashley would never be found.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota told the FBI and BIA staff giving testimony at the hearing they need to provide training for tribal police.
This is your problem. And you two need to figure out how to work together to make sure that the evidence is ready to actually pursue prosecution. Because when you don't have prosecution, guess what? You have absolutely no deterrence, and it's open season on people who live in Indian country.
Congress is considering the Savannah Act, which would improve access to federal databases that track missing people and would provide training for tribal law enforcement. Lawmakers are also looking at the Survive Act, which would provide funding for tribal programs such as domestic violence shelters, rape crisis centers, and legal services. For National Native News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
A group promoting progressive social attitudes among the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians is nearing its first decade. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the change team began in 2010, and the group says it's seeing progress.
This summer, the annual Siletz powwow featured something new, simple, and powerful. Tribal member Lisa Norton.
It's a competition powwow, so people dance in categories, traditionally male or female. We wanted to ungender that, so we were able to post a sign that said we were an open and affirming powwow, and that people could feel free to compete in the category they desired.
It was the first time such a sign was posted at the event after the tribe's change team proposed it. This pleased Jackie Cloud, a Chippewa who identifies as a two-spirit, Indians who possess both male and female spirits.
You know, there's that twinge of excitement, exhilaration, you know, like it's okay. And I commented to someone that I was with there at the powwow, and she said, that's where we need to be. That's where we need to be going. So I was very proud of the Siletz to acknowledge that.
The Western State Center has supported the change team's efforts to advance equality. In 2015, the team worked to make the Siletz one of two dozen Indian tribes that recognize same-sex couples. While by today's standards, this acceptance is considered progressive, tribal member Curtis Barker says it's actually based in pre-colonial traditions. It's just that Western Judeo-Christian attitudes have changed how some Siletz regard such matters.
There was quite a bit of pushback when we proposed the marriage ordinance, but the youth have been completely accepting. We have trans youth who come to us asking for assistance when they attend a different event, how we can make different activities that we do more accepting.
Barker says the change team plans to keep working to help make the tribe more inclusive in the future. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull in Siletz, Oregon.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.